back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
Right now, we go to the KODY phone lines as we have Sean Jacobs, warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte, joining us. Sean, good morning, and how are you today, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing excellent. How are you guys?
Way to go, Sean. Lord High Grand Kahuna of Weather. All right, that's what we're going to call you.
Boy, that's quite the name plaque.
That is a name. I don't know if it necessarily fits, but I'll take it.
Oh, Sean, we were talking off the air, the three of us, a little bit. Beautiful temperatures today, but you warned us we need to hang on to our hats.
Yes, definitely. You know, with these warm temperatures today, we do get an abrupt change, and that abrupt change is coming in the form of a cold front that's supposed to pass through later this afternoon. Now, you're going to see a sudden surge in the wind speeds and a directional shift in the wind speeds. Could gust as high as 50 miles per hour later this afternoon. So you'll definitely want to hang on to your hats and any of that lawn furniture that you have outside. Luckily, though, this front, it doesn't stick around very long. You know, it cruises on to our south and east, and we'll start seeing moderating temperatures. You know, we'll cool down for tomorrow. Highs will be about 30 degrees cooler tomorrow. But then we start warming up and return to the upper 70s, low 80s by the end of the week and the weekend. So it'll be really nice.
Yeah, maybe we should be able to get through a day or so like that.
that's what I'm thinking. And unfortunately, when we see these big windstorms, we like to, this time of year, we definitely want to see some precipitation, and it just doesn't look like we're going to get any precip.
Darn it.
So, which is a little bit of a concern. Now, luckily, we did get some good, you know, rain and snow earlier this month. So that's really kind of helped accelerate the green up process in our area grasses and crops and our wheat, I should say, and fuels. But there is still a lot of dead and dry growth that is out there. So, you know, I want to caution you, the National Weather Service, we actually have a partnership where we work in conjunction with federal land management agencies as well as interstate fire investigators and the volunteer fire departments. And whenever we see conditions that would be weather conditions that would help spread wildfire or rangeland fire, you know, we reach out to these groups and then we coordinate and talk and then come up with an agreement on, you know, whether red flag warnings should be issued or not. And, you know, today's one of those days that really people need to be careful with anything that might start a fire. Because with that wind shift and those strong winds, any fire that gets started will burn out of control. So, you know, just those, be careful. So I put on my Smokey Bear outfit there real quick just to tell you guys all that information.
The hat looks good.
It does. So,
I don't think you were here yet, Sean, had moved here yet when George Kiltz, who used to be the voice of the Mugs in the Morning, and George was... you know, long time here, and he had been a meteorologist in the Air Force. And when we had days like this, he had his own warnings. He referred to them as skirt alerts and small dog warnings.
I remember and have definitely heard stories like that. You know, when I lived on the Front Range of Colorado, we had kindergarten alerts. Instead of small dogs, and you get those down-sloping wind events.
Hang on to your kindergartner.
I'm not joking, but, you know, in fifth grade, the little kindergartners, because a lot of them were getting knocked over in these down-slope wind events.
So, I can see that happening.
We've had some winds here that would knock any of us over, too. You walk around a corner sometimes with some of these strong Nebraska winds and darn near have to catch yourself down the block.
You know, definitely. We've seen a lot of wind this year. And even yesterday, you know, I took my daughter out, my wife out. We went fishing. And, you know, just those southwesterly winds or southerly winds were pretty gusty yesterday. And I saw several people that had kayaks that were sitting on the shore, and they ended up fishing from the shore. So I thought, well, that was a good plan on their part.
Yeah.
But, we've seen a lot of wind. And, you know, wind really... It acts to just getting back in the fire world, because I used to be a wildland firefighter, it really adds, well, number one, it adds oxygen to any fires that are ongoing, but it really accelerates the drying of the fuels. And especially these dead fuels, what we call right. one-hour, defined dead fuels, one-hour fuels. So, you know, when you add a little bit of wind and these hot temperatures, you really got to be careful. And also, it's going to be dry today. Okay. We are getting a very dry air mass that passes overhead, and wind kind of acts as well as a blender in the atmosphere, and it's going to help bring a lot of that dry air down to the surface. So all the ingredients are coming together, but I wish we had a little rain with that front, but, mm-hmm. At least it's not going to last long.
Again, we're pleased to have Sean Jacobs joining us here on the KODY phone line. Sean, of course, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte. And, Sean, we know dangerous winds here at the beginning part of the work week. How's the temperatures looking for the rest of Holy Week and into that Easter Sunday?
So, if you're having an Easter sunrise service, it's going to be beautiful. Temperatures by the weekend will be in the mid to upper 70s, if not lower to mid 80s in some locations. So we're talking as much as 30 degrees above normal. So the sunrise services or any churches that are having their services outdoors, light jacket, you'll be fine. But, it's going to be nice to go out and have those picnics, to go out and enjoy, creation and just everything. It's going to be really, really nice for those. And after highs in the mid to upper 40s tomorrow, we rebound back into the 50s for Wednesday. And Thursday, we're in the 60s, and it's just that warm-up through the end of the week. By Friday, again, in the 70s, if not touching 80 in some locations. So this will be very short-lived, but we just got to make sure that we don't get knocked down before we get to those nice days.
Very good. Good advice.
Sean, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
We just wrapped up Severe Weather Awareness Week, and, we're heading into our convective months, where we see a lot of spring thunderstorms and summer thunderstorms, and some of them can be severe with large hail and wind and hail, and even tornadoes. And if you haven't had that opportunity to practice your severe weather plan with you and your family, just urge you to do so, at some point this week. It's just a good reminder, a good refresher for everybody to get thinking about severe thunderstorms and getting ready for those warm temperatures.
Not only that, but for the tornadic activity that we could experience here in the near future as well.
Yeah, definitely. And if you were watching the weather last week, you saw, unfortunately, there were some very, very significant tornadoes in the southeastern United States.
Yes.
And unfortunately claimed some lives. And, so that's why we say here in Nebraska, every month of the year is severe weather season, because we can see tornadoes at any time during the year. So, just ensure that you have a plan in place. And science has proven that when folks take action based off the warnings, that they go in and, the outcome is much better for those who take action than those who seek additional, information and wait just to verify. So,
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to have you joining us. Happy Easter to you and the family, and we'll talk to you again next Monday, sir.
Hey, happy Easter. I'm looking forward to it, and y'all enjoy your week.
You too, Sean.
Thank you.
Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service in North Platte, joining us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.